Did you see those comments from Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan? Well, he's certainly been making some headlines this week. He gave an interview with CNBC this week. He says he's embarrassed when he travels around the country and listens to the stupid bleep. I had to bleep that out. Stupid bleep that we have to deal with in the country. These are the words of Jamie Dimon. He believes the country can get out of its growth slump if Washington, D.C. does something on tax reform, infrastructure, and education. He believes tax reform necessary in order to make the country more competitive, not to mention give a nice tax break to J.P. Morgan. And he says the country should acknowledge its problems and fix them. Now, you might remember Jamie Dimon made some headlines recently when he said, quote, "It's almost an embarrassment being an American citizen traveling around the world listening to the stupid bleep we have to deal with in this country." Again, I had to bleep a word out for family radio listenership. "It's almost an embarrassment being an American citizen traveling around the world listening to the stupid bleep we have to deal with in this country," unquote, the words of Jamie Dimon. And that was a very controversial comment. He got some pushback on that one. He says it's urgent that Congress implement tax reform at a time when the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And by the way, our corporate tax rate goes up to 35%. And that's a really big number compared to other competitive countries. We are not a competitive country in terms of the top corporate tax rate. He's, again, pressing for education reforms. And also, he seems to like this word, embarrassing. I think I'm getting that feeling. He says it's embarrassing that we have the inability to get infrastructure done properly. He has signed on with the president's economic agenda and is president of the Business Roundtable, a consortium of big business leaders looking into improving the U.S. economic climate. He says he has no plans to enter the political arena. And he says he believes the U.S. can grow faster than 2% if tax reform and other priorities are completed. Now, one of the things about this that nobody has really explained is how a revenue-neutral tax reform is going to stimulate the economy. I mean, you would have to have an extraordinarily unique revenue-neutral tax reform to stimulate the economy. Maybe you could get a couple of tenths on the growth rate, and that's always welcome. But if it's a revenue-neutral tax reform package, that does lead to some questions in terms of stimulus. There's no question that infrastructure can be stimulating to the economy if it can be agreed upon. He also pointed out that high school graduation rates in the United States are a disgrace and generally critical of the education system in the United States. And he pointed out that we have not really had an airport infrastructure program. He pointed out, in fact, the last major airport that was built in the United States, major, would be DIA, Denver International, and that was in the 1990s. So, Jamie Dimon making some headlines, making some controversial statements. And obviously, he'd like to see a nice tax cut for J.P. Morgan. That we can understand. That we can understand. Ron is on the line. Ron is in San Jose. Hello, Ron.
Bill, thanks for taking the call. Long-time listener, subscriber. I work for a company that has an ESPP program, and the company has had a good run on the stock. It's an artificial deep learning type of company, or at least they benefited from that movement lately. And so now I have a situation where I'm 25% into the company purchase, you know, stock of my total net holdings, and trying to, you know, gauge okay, do I let the stock keep running, or do I try to adhere to what Bob's suggestion, you know, keep it in the 4% to, and because it's a company, I'll say 4% to 8% range. So looking for some help and advice in terms of someone who's got, you know, 25% net holdings in a company stock, and, you know, how do they get back to the 4% or, you know, an advisable range?
Well, you're nowhere near 4%, and I'm sure you have no idea how to get to 4% because you've definitely committed yourself to this company. Now, let me just ask you, is this what is the stock price on this company currently?
150, 155.
Okay. So is this one of the FANG stocks?
It is a deep learning. I mean, ask me the question again, Bob. I don't understand the question.
The FANG stocks are Facebook and Amazon and Netflix and Google, which is now Alphabet. Is it one of those?
It contributes into that ecosystem.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can tell you the name if you want, right? I mean, I know sometimes you're sensitive to giving out actual names.
All right. What is, in this case, what is the name of the stock?
NVIDIA.
Oh, well, yeah, that's been a big winner. I'll tell you what, it depends how much risk you have. How old are you?
Let's say I'm 20 years out from minimum distribution, so I'm 50.
All right. I mean, look, it's a big bet. I mean, it's been a big winner, okay? It's been a huge winner, and I'm sure you know that, having a 25% exposure in that stock. I mean, it's certainly enticing to be able to pick up the shares with a discount. And what is that discount they're offering you?
We get 15% discount and a 2-year look back on a 6-month lock in.
And explain to our listeners what you mean.
What that means is that every 6 months they'll lock in a price, and if the price is not lower than what it's been in the last 2 years, you stay locked in. So let's say that I locked in a year ago at $20, but the stock has had a run up to 150. I get to keep purchasing at that $20 less 15% price for another year out. So you get 2 years of whatever you locked in at, if assuming the price is going up.
Got it. I got it. Let me ask you a question. What's your net worth?
Five large. Five large.
All right. Well, I have to tell you that you could take a big hit. I mean, even if you took a huge hit of 40%, you'd still have three large. You're picking up the stock at a 15% discount. What would your percentage be if you took advantage of this discounted stock?
Well, I'd probably get the discount, you know, at 25 or so. Right. That's on a 150, right? So I'd probably get it for at least another 6 months, potentially a year out. I don't know exactly, you know, the lock in, but I'm going to continue.
What percentage of your portfolio would be in this stock if you took advantage of this deal? You're at 25 now. Where would you be if you took advantage of this?
Yeah, I haven't done the math. Let's say 35.
Well, take a guess.
35 to
take
40.
A guess.
Yeah, 35 to 40%. Yeah.
Wow, that's almost an unanswerable question. I think we have finally come to the point where we're very, very close to an unanswerable question. You're talking to somebody that would rather keep the stock ownership in the company you work for at 10% or less, and you're asking me, you're at 25, is it okay if you go as high as 40? So I'm at a loss. I really am at a loss, Ron. I'm tempted to pick up the discounted stock. I certainly recognize your company's been a terrific winner in its area, in its space. And there are a lot of people out there that are bullish on your company. At the same time, it certainly is a volatile stock. At the same time, it's in a very fast-growing area, fast-growing sector. So this is a very tough one because, you know, if you get up to 40% in the one stock and then implodes, right, I don't want the blood on my hands. So that's what holds me back.
Yeah, I've been struggling with the question, without a doubt.
Yeah, you know, look, it's a tough one. I mean, there was a day when Intel, which used to be a great trading stock many, many years ago, there was a day when Intel was at its all-time highs, and it was considered to be the greatest company you could imagine. And, well, it's not at its all-time highs anymore, right? So,
right.
And yet it was considered to be one of the great technology innovators of all time. So, and now many, many years later, even though the market has gone way up to new highs, the stock has not. So, you know, because these, especially in technology, because things change, it's a tough call.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to be in this at these ratios for the long, right? But for a short, you know, 1 year while I still get the match, do I need to do something with the holdings I have to bring it down, or go ahead and
well, that's
play
something
it down
else
for
you
a year?
Could do. Yeah. And that's something else you could do. But before you do that, before you do anything with your current holdings, make sure you check the tax ramifications of such actions. Appreciate the call.